Your phone cannot recharge. This is The Overnightscape, online at theovernightscape.com. I am your host, Frank Edward Nora, for today, Monday, the 21st of August, 2006. And good evening. Welcome to the show. The area code of this episode, 155, is unassigned because Singapore doesn't have area codes and Australia only goes up to 08. And welcome, good evening. Hope you're having a great day. Got a lot of stuff to cover this evening, but first of all, talking about a little adventure I had in down in New York City. I was meeting my coffee guy. I was on 33rd and 3rd on the corner there, and I was going to grab a coffee because, I go to work every day, I have to have a cup of coffee. So I go to my coffee guy, and I ask for a cup of coffee. Now, the problem was, I had a $5 bill, and I had one quarter, okay? I had a $5 bill and one quarter because I'd used it. I got some change from the subway. From New Jersey, right? So I get have my $5 bill and a quarter. So I go to my coffee guy and I ask him just for a flat white. I ask him a large flat white. Problem was, the coffee that I asked him for was $2.40, but I only had a $5 bill and a quarter. So I give him, obviously the $5 bill is too big. It's only a $2.40, but I only had a quarter. Either a quarter and a $5 bill. That was all I had. So I gave him the quarter and said, that's the best I can do. Right, you can understand, because a $5 bill was too much, so I had to give him less. So I give him the quarter, and he's looking at me, and he looks up at me, and he's just like, dude, what the hell are you doing? You can't buy squat with this. What the hell? I can't even give you sugar with this. I started to get, angry and said, look, man, just give me this coffee. I mean, for God's sake, I can't give you this $5 bill. It's because that's too much, but a quarter is not enough, but it's a hell of a lot better than me losing money than you losing money. So anyway, he just got really pissed off and started, he turned around and he makes these mockers, mockers. Is like a coffee, but it's got chocolate in it, candy. In the UK and Australia, they call it chocolate, but here we call it candy. He had this candy stuff that he puts in the maca, and he got that, and he just started spraying me with the brown chocolate, and he started spraying it on my jacket and just everywhere. It was just horrible. My shirt, rather, I should say, because it's just so goddamn hot here in New York City. It's been getting sort of 180 degrees. Very, very, very hot here. Very hot. I mean, yeah, apparently in Australia, that Ruben from the Ruben Nerd Show was saying that they're having abnormally cold there for this time of year because it's winter. Whereas for us, it's just so goddamn hot. Here, and so I guess it was a good thing that I ended up not getting that coffee anyway, because coffee's hot. Okay, I got a bit of a beverage review here. A little bit of an American thing here. Something that I'm not sure if you can get it anywhere else around the world. It's called Coca-Cola, and what it is, I don't know. It's only got the metric on here. What the hell? 375 mils. It's a red can. It's about. I know it's sort of just a regular size looking can. So the can goes straight up and then tapers along the top, and then you got one of these little opening things. Now, if you don't have these in the rest of the world, let me explain. Basically, a soda can, or as you call it, a soft drink can in everywhere else. A soda can is what it is. It's a can, a very lightweight can, but it's got carbonated beverage inside, and of course the top of it has this special. It's like a little catch thing. That you when you lift it up, this little hole appears on the end of the can, and it helps maintain the pressure and to keep the carbonation right. So what I'm going to do, I've got this red can of Coca-Cola. Sort of this ribbon-looking writing here. It says Coca-Cola, and on the other side, it also says Coca-Cola. Over here, we got the ingredients. It says here we wait. What the hell? Where are the ingredients on? Okay, it contains carbonated water, sugar, color 150D, food acid, flavor, caffeine. Warning: contains caffeine. 5 cent refund in collection depots when sold in SA. What the hell's SA? We don't have a state called SA. 2002, the Coca-Cola Company, coca-cola.com.au. So there you go. It's a Coca-Cola can. So what I'm gonna do? I've got my reviewing the official Overnight Skate cup here, which is standing very very edge to the table. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna open this can up and we'll see. We'll see what this is like. So I've opened it up. Now let me just have a look at the inside here. It's sort of a brownish liquid, very very dark, almost black sort of thing. But and you can see all the bubbles forming on the end of the metal here. So I'm gonna pour myself some. I'm only gonna see what this is like. So hold on a sec. Wow, look at the carbonation on this thing. Okay, I'm gonna take a sip. It's sort of, I don't know, it's like, I guess it's just like regular cola. But the carbonation is really, really strong. I think it's very overpowering. Here, let me just have another sip here. I think it's, I'm not too sure. I guess it's okay. I mean, it's not that crash hot or anything, but I guess for regular size does. Oh, crap, I've spilt it. Oh, my God, it's everywhere. It's on my pants. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Man, this sucks. This sucks. Okay, fortunately, in my drawer here, I've got the official Overnight Skate paper towels. I'm going to open this up. Ah, crap. It's everywhere. It's on my microphone. It's on my pants. It's on my floor. Hold on a sec. Okay, it's a good thing I review paper towels on my show. I don't think many other people do this. I'm just patting this stuff off my legs. Ugh. That's sticky as well. I'm going to have a shower after this. It's disgusting. Coca-Cola. Manufactured by the Coca-Cola Company, but don't spill it on your clothes. Ugh. It's everywhere. It's even on my notes here. I mean, for God's sake, this is just ridiculous. Well, it tastes good. Sort of almost a caramelly sort of cola flavor. Anyway, the official review, Coca-Cola in a, I don't know how many ounces this is. It just has the metric thing on here. 375 mils. What? I mean, it's not too bad. There you go. I got a little bit of a podcast review to do now. The Rubenerd Show. Of course, you can get the Rubenerd Show at rubenerdshow.com. I have to say, just out front, the Rubenerd Show is the biggest piece of driveling, nonsensical crap that I have ever heard. First of all, he can't even make up his mind whether he's from Singapore or Australia. I mean, it's like split-divide complex thing. I mean, this isn't New Jersey, New York we're talking about. It's talking about different countries. But the really stupid thing is lately he's been doing parodies of people, and he makes the worst American accent I've ever heard. It's just pathetic. So don't bother looking at his website. Anyway, I've got to go. So this has been the Overnight Skate number 155 for Monday, 21st of August 2006. You have a good day, and I will see you again tomorrow.
Good evening. The preceding clip was a parody of The Overnight Skate and does not represent the views of the aforementioned program or its creator, Frank Edward Nora, nor was the program in any way sponsored or endorsed by The Overnight Skate or Frank Edward Nora. Retaliation hate mail can be sent to rubenshade@gmail.com. I'm Ruben Shade. See you tomorrow.